Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Tuesday, the 19th day in October of 2021. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through this, your Tuesday. And we're going to start with the Surface Pro 3. The Surface Pro 3 is an outstanding piece of technology that many users around the world utilize. And if you are working from home, you're increasingly encouraged to use your devices to install applications for your work, etc. Now, if you run an enterprise network, you might want to take a second look at Surface Pro 3s in the recent connection history of your network, because there's a flaw that was recently patched that could be exploited via something called the TPM. TPM is a security module that is embedded in most modern devices. It's increasingly common, and it helps deal with a lot of security issues. But there's an attack known as Carte Blanche, which is tracked as CVE-2021-42299. And this vulnerability, if it's exploited, could allow an attacker to put a Surface Pro 3 on your network that would normally need to be have something called an attestation. Now, for those users unfamiliar, attestations are a way by which devices are screened, essentially, right? Think of networks as clubs, and those networks have bouncers. Bouncers check IDs. This is the equivalent of faking the ID to get into the club, meaning that the club thinks everyone inside is safe, but this particular Surface Pro 3 could be malicious, meaning an attacker now has access to your network. So again, if you run a network, you should look for recent Surface Pro 3 activity just to make sure that it's legitimate, because there is an attack that involves faking a Surface Pro 3 via circumventing TPM attestations, and that is problematic for many large networks. We're going to move on. We're going to move on from enterprises and work from home devices to TikTok, because recent research has uncovered a string of malicious advertising on TikTok, redirecting users to scams or sites that at worst could deploy malware to the user's devices. With TikTok being available both on desktop but primarily on mobile devices, ads recently have begun targeting children and gamers, with two primary themes being noted in research. The video game Among Us as well as Steam are common lures, helping people believe that they can achieve things in the game without having to work for them. And Among Us, you can pose as an imposter. That's a fun task that's chosen at random from the player base. But there's an ad saying, hey, if you install this, you can be the imposter every time, which sounds great, except you can't, and it's malware. Or it usually will send you advertisements, because there's huge money in advertisements. So as you get more and more pop-ups and advertisements spend more time on your screen, the criminal that deployed them is making more money from those ads. So what you need to know is that while TikTok is fun and you can and should enjoy and dance to it, there are, among other security concerns with TikTok, this new one. And if it sounds too good to be true, as always, it probably is. And 2020 and 21 have been everything except too good to be true. With the global COVID-19 pandemic, many people have been shut in. Notably hit have been Italy, who went on complete lockdown very early and suffered many losses as a result of this pandemic. And aptly named, there's a new malware that is following a very similar trend in terms of how it progresses through society. That malware is known as FluBot, and it is assessed, according to researchers, to have begun by targeting users in Italy. Now, the way FluBot works is it targets, much like those TikTok ads we talked about, mobile users. And so you'll receive a text message that says you missed a phone call, or an SMS, as it's called, message. And when you click on the link to see who called you or be redirected to the fake voicemail, you will install malware on your phone, which is obviously very bad. And among things that FluBot can do, like steal your personal information, your banking details, and your passwords, What it does uniquely is, much like you transmitting the flu to your friends, your device will be abused to send a text message to another friend saying they missed a call from you. And of course they click on it because they believe you. But it's not you, it's FluBot. And by doing this, FluBot has been able to spread, and there's an assessment that a huge number of mobile devices and users in Australia have now been impacted as this malware moves around the globe. So how to know if you are a victim of FluBot? If you received an SMS message saying you missed a call and clicked on it, that's indicator number one. Number two is that your credit history looks a little wonky with people taking advantage of it. And number three is that friends are receiving messages from you that you did not send. So if you want to avoid this and you think you got a phone call that you missed, just call the person back. And if it's a blocked number and they did not leave a message, well, you can't call them back anyway, so don't click on the link because that oftentimes is misleading and in this case leads to FluBot. We're going to end today with creativity. Well, specifically the Alliance for Creativity. Now, the Alliance for Creativity is all for creativity, but it is also helping make sure that those creators of that creative work get paid. That the property that these individuals produce results in income for them. Now, normally this applies to the field of art and music and film, and Ace recently helped ensure that these individuals can get paid by taking down, seizing control, and shutting down one of the largest piracy platforms in the market. Now, that piracy platform is called Electro TV Sat. Now, Electro TV Sat is a site that you could, if you are interested in breaking the law, go to look at, view, download, and collect shows, movies, and other media that is from over 6,000 channels, hundreds of thousands of movies, and you don't have to pay for them. So you don't have to pay for a subscription to cable. You could pirate, if you will, the intellectual property of those creators. And the problem with these piracy sites, while it sounds great that you should be able to watch whatever you want if you have an internet connection, is that when you do that, they don't get paid. And if they don't get paid, they don't create. The art industry, film, music is an ecosystem, and if you don't support it, it will wither and die. And so that is why the Alliance for Creativity shut down this piracy site, which primarily focused on French-speaking customers and countries. But what you need to know is that piracy sounds great because it's free and easy and fun, but it actually is very harmful to having great content in the future. So if you love someone's work, support it by buying it. Just know that if you go to pirate sites like this, Alliance for Creativity can not only target this site, but depending on local laws, could also come after you. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding Tuesday. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow on Wednesday. So until then, stay strong, stay safe, and stay healthy. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to Janur Yasa, who is from Bali. And Janur Yasa is getting a sincere tip of the cap for helping his community. COVID-19, just like elsewhere in the world, deeply impacted the country of Bali because Bali's main source of revenue is tourism, and with a global lockdown, tourism wasn't an option. One of the really dreadful side effects was a huge increase in pollution around Bali because if there's no tourism, there's no need to go out and expose yourself and to pick up trash. And so Janur Yasa decided to start a trade-in where individuals could trade in plastic, which would be recycled, in exchange for rice, a staple food in Bali. And so by doing this, Janur Yasa's program was able to collect, in one event only, 2 metric tons of plastic, which was recycled, and the funds from that recycling were reinvested into the rice farming community local to Bali, creating a glorious ecosystem to help the people of Bali with food, as well as through the pandemic crisis. So to you, John Royasa, for your emphasis on your community, as well as your emphasis on the ecology and local economy, a sincere tip of the cap.